Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Demai. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, deals with a number of different situations in which two different batches of produce got mixed together, and with the different batches having different statuses. So how do you deal with that? Now, before we get into the actual examples, it's important to recall the economic reality that I've discussed once before, that truma can only be eaten by Kohanim. Once the Kohen has the truma, he's allowed to sell it. He can sell it to other Kohanim. And in fact, if a Kohen has no sons and has only daughters, and then when he dies, his daughters will inherit his stuff. And so if his daughters are married to non-Kohanim, it's entirely possible that a non-Kohen actually is legally in possession of Truma. That's his. He doesn't have to give anybody. So there too, it's something that can be sold. So Truma can and sometimes is sold on the open market. However, when it is sold, it's important to remember that because there is much less demand, right? Most of the population can't eat it. Therefore, it is actually quite a bit less expensive. So if we were to say that chulin is, $1 per pound, then truma might be only 70 cents per pound, or maybe even less. So our mission is going to deal with a number of different situations where you have two batches of produce that became intermixed. In all of our cases, we're again trying to illustrate important halakhic principles. Presumably for simplicity, the Mishnah is giving us all cases where there's no Truma Gedolah involved. We are dealing with things from Meiser on down. So Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser, and as with the Demai, although we're not necessarily talking about Demai here, as with Demai, it's Trumas Meiser that's going to cause us the most difficulties, because Meiser Rishon can be eaten by a non-Levi. And in the case of where we're not sure where the Meiser Rishon is, so then I don't have to necessarily give it. I have to declare it, but I don't necessarily have to give it to the Levi, because I'm Motzi Mechar V'Alavaraya. If he wants it, let him prove to me that that is the Meiser Rishon. The Trumas Meiser is going to be a much bigger problem because I can't eat it, and I have to give it to a Kohen. Only a Kohen can eat it, and it ruins everything else. And if anybody eats the Trumas Meiser, it's a Chiyuv Misa. So, case number one in our Mishnah is Mea Tevel, Mea Chulin. I have 100 whatevers, let's say figs. I have 100 figs that are Tevel, that have Truma taken off of them, but not Meisros. Mea Chulin, and I have 100 figs that are Chulin Mitzuchanim. Meisros were already taken, Trumas Meiser was taken, Meiser Sheni was taken, and there are now 100 figs that are ready to be eaten. And these two batches become intermixed. So now I have 200 figs in the same vat, and I know that 100 of them are chulin, but 100 of them are tevel, from which Meiser Sheni and Trumas Meiser have to be removed. So the Mishnah says, you know how you solve this? No tel mea ve'echad. I take 101 out of the bin. Okay, how does that help me? Well, I know that I need to take, at a minimum, I must give Trumas Meiser to a Kohen, right? Because if Trumas Meiser is eaten by somebody other than a Kohen, it's very bad, right? It's an Isser Misa. So how much Trumas Meiser is in this whole mix? One, right? Because it's 1% of the 100 Tevel. The 100 Chulin doesn't have any. Now, this 1%, this one fig, has to come out of the Tevel half. It can't come out of the Chulin half because the Chulin is Pater. It already had Trumas Meiser taken out. So if I take the Trumas Meiser out of one of the Chulin figs, that's Mina Pater Alachayev. That doesn't work. So in order for it to be Mina Chayev Alachayev, I have to take it from the half that is Tevel. So if I take 101 figs out of the bin, I can be absolutely positive that one of the 101 figs that I'm holding is from the Tevel, right? Because there's only 100 Chulin. So the worst case, so to speak, is that I'm holding in my hand 100 Chulin figs and one Tevel fig. I probably holding more than one Tevel fig. But if I take out Any number less than 101, I can't be guaranteed that I have a tevel fig in my hands. But if I take 101, I know that at a minimum I have one tevel fig. So I take out that 101, and then of course I declare that the one tevel fig in this batch, I know there's at least one, I declare it to be meiser, and nine more figs, right, in one of these batches, that is from the tevel, is also meiser rishon, and this one fig that I've now specified is chumas meiser on that meiser rishon. And the meiser sheni is somewhere on the north, and it's mechul amos. So, but now I still have a problem, because I've now declared chumas meiser on the one fig that I know is for sure tevel that's in this batch, in this 101, but I don't know which one it is, right? It's one of the 101. So what do I have in my hands? I have in my hands 101 figs, one of which is chumas meiser. And what's in the bin? 99 figs that are mitukanim, because I've already taken out chumas meiser and meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser rishon somewhere in there, but it can't be separated out and given. So it's just there. So what do I do with this 101? I find a kohen, and I sell it to the kohen for the price of 100 truma. I can't sell it for a chulin price because nobody, only kohanim can buy it. So it has to be held at a truma price. But I don't sell it for the price of 101 figs because one of these figs I'm obligated to give him as truma smicer. The other 100 I'm not obligated to give to him. They're really mine. So I'm going to sell them to him at the price of meiser. He's going to pay me for 100 meiser truma figs, and I'm going to give him one truma fig for free. And that's how I solve the problem. And then the remaining 99 I can eat. Okay, the second case, mea tevel, mea meiser. What if it's not tevel and chulin, it's tevel and meiser? So now I have my tevel needs meiser rishon and chumas meiser taken from it, and the meiser needs chumas meiser taken from it. And there's 100 each, right? So what do I do? Again, from the meiser, I need to take 10, right? From the tevel, I need to take one. So what do I do? No tomeve echad. I take 101. How does that work? Well, we know that one of these for sure is in the tevel. So what do? I declare that one to be meiser on the tevel. Then I declare that another nine tevels are meiser. Okay? Now, I know that there are for sure at least nine other tevels in, nine other meisers, right? Because I've now declared I have one meiser, which is the extra one, and then nine other meisers, which used to be tevel, are somewhere. But I know that in this 100 that I'm holding, there are at least nine meisers, right? It could be that they're all meiser from the original 100 meiser, or it could be that they're all tevel, except for the nine and the one that I just declared to be meiser. But I know that there are for sure at least nine meisers in there. So I declare that this one trumas meiser, this one meiser, the one, the extra one, and nine other meisers that are in my hands are trumas meiser on this whole batch, on the 100 and, 10 other meisers, right, are chumas meiser on the 110 maestros of the 200 here. And then, again, I sell this batch of 101 to the Kohen for the price of 90 chumas. Okay, the third case is mea chulin mitukanim, mea meiser. I have 100 chulin mitukanim, so they're just good to go. And 100 meiser, which need trumas meiser taken from them. They need 10 trumas meisers separated out. And they fall in together. So I now have the 200 together. So in this case, no tomei of eser. I have to take out 110. Why 110? Because last time I knew that I was declaring meiser in the tevel, but I don't have tevel now. I only have chulin mitzukanim and meiser rishon. So by taking 110, I'm guaranteed that in this 110, there are 10 that are meiser. And then I declare those 10 to be trumas meiser. and then I sell the batch of 110 to a Kohen for the price of 100 truma, right? Truma figs. Now, up until now, we've been talking about cases where the two batches were of equal size. And the result has always been that the owner ended up losing out, right? He ends up losing something because the process of fixing the mistake costs him, right? He ends up selling chulin in large quantities at the price of truma and basically taking a hit on the lost profit of what he should have gotten from his chulin. However, an interesting thing happens if the percentages change so that the tevel is a larger quantity than the meiser. So case number 4 is mea tevel tishim meiser, or case number 5, tishim tevel ushmonim meiser. In both cases, we have more tevel. Let's take a look at the first case, right? Mea tevel tishim meiser. So if I have 100 tevels, so I know that from those 100 tevels, I'm going to have to take 10 meisers, right? And then now 90 meisers fell in. So what I do is I pull out 10 from this batch of 190. And I look at the 10 out of my hand and I say, okay, if anything that is in my hand that is not already meiser, I declare to be meiser on the 100 tevel, on the 100 tevel. And any remaining meiser that I'm obligated to give, that is, if there were originally more than zero meisers in my hand, right, so I still owe some meisers, are in the batch below, are declared to be on the right side of the batch below. So now I have declared 10 maestros for my 100 tevels, and I have ensured that the 10 that I am holding in my hand are meiser. Some of them may be original meiser, and some of them may be new meiser, or they could be all new meiser, or they could be all original meiser, but one way or another, I know that I'm holding in my hand 10 figs of meiser. And now I declare the 10 figs of meiser in my hand to be trumas meiser on the 100 figs of meiser that are in this whole mixture together. And then I just give these 10 trumas meiser figs to the Kohen, and I'm done. Or at least I'm done with the trumas meiser. Obviously, I can't separate out the trumas, the meisers that are in there given to a Levi, because I don't know which is which. And the meiser sheni, I will kind of isolate on the southern side and redeem. But I have solved the trumas meiser problem at no cost to myself, and no additional cost, because I was already having to give 10 trumas meisers, and that's what I gave. Same thing in case number 5, tishim tevel shmoni meiser. So again, I know for the shmoni meiser, I'm going to have to give 8 trumas meisers, and for the tishim tevel, I'm going to end up giving 9 meisers, which is going to giving slightly less than 9 trumas, than 1 trumas meiser. Right, so I basically am going to take, again, 9 out of the batch, right? And taking 9 out of the batch, I'm going to know that I have, and I'm going to declare, right, these 9, any of these 9 that are not already meiser are meiser, and any other meisers that I'm obligated are on the right-hand side here. And then I declare these 9 that I've taken to be trumas meiser on the whole bunch. And then I give them to the Kohen, and we're done, right? So lo hifsi klum, that I didn't lose anything. Why does that work? So zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol zman shehatevel meruba lo hifsi klum. As long as the tevel is more, I don't lose out. That's not quite correct. What it really means to say, as long as there is the amount of meiser required of the tevel is at least the amount of trumas meiser that is required from the meiser, then I don't lose out, right? In this case, in the first case, I had 10 meisers required from the tevel and 9 trumas meisers required from the meiser. And so that works. And in the second case, I had 9 maestros required from Tevel and 8 Trumas maestros required from the maester. So that works. As long as the maestros required from the Tevel is a larger number than the Trumas maestros required from the maester, then I don't lose out.